New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld. Each week I bring to this program people I feel who are at the cutting edge of a spiritual revolution that's happening not just in this country but around the world. So New Realities is an evolving presentation of an expanding consciousness. Tonight I have a very interesting guest who's devoted his life to this kind of work. His name is Jiro. He's from Singapore, but his work is multidimensional. We're going to be talking specifically about the transition that many people are saying is going to happen on December 21st, 2012, which is the end of the Mayan calendar, which is the alignment with the Earth and the Sun, with the galactic center. That's going to bring in a whole new wave of consciousness. So, Jiro, are you there?
Hi, Alan.
Hi. Thanks. I had a session with Jiro today, and it was pretty intense. I still have a slight headache from that infusion of energy. What do you suggest?
Are you still feeling it right now? Like
I still feel a slight, intensity. What do you think?
Well, the pain should actually go away probably by tomorrow.
Okay.
And with sufficient rest itself, it should settle in.
Well, what exactly happened? Before we get to our main subject, what exactly do you feel was the process of this session that you did on me?
Basically, what we did, we brought in primal energy, pyramids, using pyramids energy into
pyramid energy.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Right. Pyramid energy, yeah. Uh-huh. We raise your body vibration to a certain level where we can reconfigure your energy grids, and what happened to the brain centers will also be activated.
How do you know they weren't activated before the session?
Well, they were being activated, but we have at least 33 trillion of brain centers.
Uh-huh.
So there's quite a lot that for us to activate, and because we are unable to handle the activations at full blown at one go. So
you help facilitate more opening in the awareness of the brain. Yes.
To open up more.
And this happens with the energies that you pull through you from other dimensions.
Yes. You pull through the pyramids.
Through the pyramids, these interdimensional and dimensional, alternative dimensional extraterrestrials, I guess is a way of calling them something. What do these extraterrestrials and these frequencies say about 2012? What's happening to the planet? What's happening to the consciousness from your point of view or their point of view?
Well, from my experience and interaction with them, I have came to been told that these new vibrations, which are been activated every time and once every few months, and now almost every month from the universe, been sent forth to us, and each time it's sent forth, this wave of frequencies will enter into our body and causes us to go through some form of a clearing. And some people will have emotional clearing or cellular clearing, and sometimes experience a heightened sense of perception. And it opens up new awareness and new understanding towards life. And it always uplifts us into embracing all that love and patience and acceptance towards our life on Earth.
So this is an ongoing process, but is there something different that's going to happen at this 2012 date that many people are now referencing?
From 2012 onwards, in fact, the frequency would more or less settle in to prepare for a new dimensional vibration. So what we are experiencing is a escalation of frequencies reaching up to the fifth level. So this fifth level is a fifth dimensional energy. So we
what does that mean, though, fifth dimensional energy? Because we're sort of existing on all dimensions at once anyway, right? I mean, the human being is not just a three-dimensional being. We're multidimensional. So what does it mean to be on the fifth dimension?
Well, let's just put it this way, that we are experiencing in a 3D world, and our body interacts with these three-dimensional interactions. And when we interact with time, we enter into fourth dimension, and the fifth one is unconditional love. And basically, it simply refers to a frequency. It's not a space. This dimension is not a space. This dimension is a frequency. So the Earth is going to pulsate to this new vibration, which we identify them and call it as the fifth dimension.
And everyone will feel this. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people still stuck very deeply in a three-dimensional survival, war, angry mentality. There's millions of people. I mean, most of the planet is not where, you know, our friends are. You know, so what's going to happen to those people that still, you know, rather perhaps be in those places? I don't know if anyone would rather be there, but that's all they know. I mean, how would these people make a shift?
With more and more of us being more conscious, being more aware, so-called as to be awakened more and more every day, we're going to share that with a lot more people out there. And it is your choice to be involved, to really open up and take that shift and find out more about what are these changes happening to your body.
So it's changes in the body, but getting back to the other question, what if these people don't want to make the shift? What happens to those people, and what happened to their bodies, and what's happening to the bodies in general, you know?
What happens is that, through my experience, a lot of rejections, they feel a lot of pressure on, whether it's on the emotional side, or they feel suffocated, or unable to breathe. And they eventually will surrender to that, and even so, sometimes at night, when they sleep, they have visitations, or when they wake up the next morning, something has been worked on them, and their higher self basically opened up that possibilities for them to be worked on. A personality is temporarily put aside.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying there's a chance for everyone, no matter where they may be at now, to have this great awakening.
Yes, and in fact, it's happening right now.
And in the body, what's the acceleration that people might notice in their bodies as this thing goes on?
Well, the cells will start to vibrate faster and faster. So in that sense, their perception towards time changes. The acceleration of the cells allows one to so-called travel faster in time and to be able to do a lot of things within a short amount of period.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at the same time, when they feel all this cellular change, when we refer to cellular change, it can be your skin color, it can be the growth rate of your hair, and it can be your facial features, on your body features.
That will change in people, you're saying?
Yes.
That's
right. That's right. And also allergy, sometimes it disappears, or it appears. And that itself will work out when we give love and acceptance to that.
So you really see this time of 2012 as a great planetary awakening, huh?
Yes, it's not just that. I feel it's more wider, probably even up to the universal level.
And we'll have it definitely open interactions with extraterrestrials, interdimensional beings as well?
Yes. In fact, human consciousness will not only be more open to interact and be open to experience these celestial beings as terrestrial beings, but you'll also be able to get more connected to Earth and to the beings who have been living on Earth and in the inner Earth.
So there are great beings on the Earth here right now. We're just not noticing them, right? They've always been here, in a sense, huh?
They've always been here for thousands and thousands of years. And, you know, beings, you know, Earth beings have always been assisting the growth and the formation of Earth.
The inner Earth beings.
Yes.
Yes, I know about those because know, I've read different books and heard different teachers actually talk about the civilizations inside the earth, under Mount Shasta, you know, through different openings. There are many different types of civilizations that have always assisted humans in actually cleaning the environment, and our spiritual and technological evolution has been part of the connection to these beings. It's amazing to me how there's so much denial or cover-up or just ignorance of this multidimensional existence. And religion hasn't helped either, because religion has also made that somebody else's ownership. It hasn't given the power back to the individual and said, we are multidimensional beings, we exist. And so what I think we are creating with a lot of the work that's coming forward is a whole new paradigm, a whole new way of looking at the human being in relationship to the universe. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yes, and well, regardless, even though that appears to be cover-ups, and you know, a lot of things been written about it, but mm-hmm. one thing that they are unable to cover up is that whether you reject it or not, we are this universal being. We are this one body of light, and we are always connected to all these vibrations of the universe. And as an individual, regardless of where you are, which religion you are, what belief system you are, there are bound to be moments where you experience this tremendous peace within and this inner connection, tranquility to the environment and nature. And that awareness itself is like slowly blossoming, coming forth eventually to full bloom. And that's where people start connecting with one another, sharing these experiences, and how communities are being built up.
But I don't know. I think religion has gotten in the way of that blooming, and has tried to close down a window. I mean, I don't want to put down anyone's religion. Everyone can believe exactly what they want. I just think, on a planetary basis, religions in general have gotten in the way of our natural spiritual evolution, because they put it into a box. Do you see that changing in the future?
I see it changing.
And will there be a universal religion in some ways, or a universal understanding of who we are?
Well, if we actually take a look at those different religions out there, they actually have all similar information about the universe, and they have similar stories of how things have happened. And
right.
No,
I'm listening, so, yeah.
And what happened is that what does with religion is to open up, in fact, a certain level of discipline to the left brain of our body. And what is missing is the creative side of us. So what is happening is this new feminine energy through the age of Aquarius, since we enter into the year 2000 and we enter into 2012, more and more of this feminine energy is coming through, and it's opening up this intuitive part of us. So it's going to balance the left brain. It's not that we're going to discard entirely our left brain and say, no, we don't need logic. But we need both of that to balance off. So the focus more now is on developing our intuition, our opening up this feminine energy.
But I'm just curious. You told me today you're in touch with beings from Arcturus, and you've, in your mind visited places like Sirius and Pleiades. Now, do they have a religion, or are they in touch with something beyond religion? Or do they have a religion? I'm just curious.
Through my interaction with and experience with them, I've not encountered any information that they have based upon any religion, but more rather is this universal life force that they interact with, that they honor, and the sun energy.
Right, and that's what I would love to bring here, without the dogmas and rituals that go along with with putting people in charge. I think we can have that here. I believe that's part of the change, and because that seems like a universal thing from what you've experienced as well. I mean, does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. A long time ago, a lot of people are unable to make choices in their life, and there are individuals who I would say have more chakras developed, perhaps, and they took that into power.
Mm. And they used it as power, and that's what became the downfall of civilization, I think. You know, civilization on planet Earth is that people who had power blocked other people from getting it, and of course, everyone created everything they want, but still, it's kept us in a dark age. It's kept us limited and isolated from the rest of a vibrant cosmos. And I think we're seeing the last of that the type of power play being played out here right now. And I think we are coming into a totally new age, as it's been called, a new consciousness where that's, we don't have to do that one anymore, you know?
That's right. It's no longer in the play, and all that fear and all the doubts and anxiety that's been rising up for people who have been feeling it over the few months or a couple of years, and they don't know where this comes from. These new energies, new frequencies, it's pushing all these past old cellular memories, just purging them out. We no longer need to resonate with the old cycle of vibrations, and these are just old patterns.
But what will people notice as these things come up? They might notice they get more angry, or they might, you know, there's things that come up for people emotionally as the cellular memory clears. Can you talk about what will come up for some people?
Well, I have met quite a lot of individuals, including myself, at times when you feel some months a lot more unclear about things, or you feel this anxiety, this fear that rises up out of nowhere. And when that happens, you don't know what it's about. And in fact, we don't need to know what it's about. We just need to breathe into that. And once it's cleared over that month, then we settle in to a new wave of vibration. So we keep stepping up bit by bit, higher and higher resonance in the comparalizing it with the universal energy aligning to Earth energy. So as new vibrations keep coming through our body, our cells will keep clearing. We're going to feel much more healthy. We're going to feel much more stronger and much more brighter in that sense. Our aura is much more cleaner. We're able to move to places where we're comfortable. We're able to make choices that we feel comfortable with our heart, with what you're feeling.
So it is about, of course, it's about more of that heart feeling, more of that coming from joy. And so as things come up, like these emotions, if you're aware, you can just start to observe.
Yes, people begin to honor and respect the space that they have and respect other people, too.
But if something's coming up from the past and you're getting angry, you say, breathe through it. And what I would say to people is watch the sensation. Don't engage it, but don't deny it. Just observe it as it arises in you, and you can just say, oh, that's interesting, or I feel it this part of my body or this part. But, you know, it's coming up, you know, like I did Vipassana meditation. These things, these old issues from the past come up, and you just start to breathe through it. And then they clear. So there's an acceleration of that happening right now, huh?
Acceleration, and the breath itself is invaluable. It's so easy. You don't need to have any special modality. Just your breath itself will be able to clear it.
So maybe if you feel like it, you can lead people through a little meditation that will help to activate them if they're listening, and, you know, accelerate them to these changes, and, you know, bring in this great awareness, you know? So if you feel like doing it, I've seen you do this. If you care to, it'd be great.
Yes, that would be lovely.
So, okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So place your attention now on your nose and just take a deep breath. Just relax your body. Focus on your breath. Feel the expansion and contraction of your body. And just visualize a beautiful ball of light above you. And let a beautiful ball of light represent source energy. And see source energy pouring this golden liquid light down your crown, to the center of your brain, your face, down your throat, to your thymus, and it touches your heart. And as it touches your heart, it activates a beautiful sun energy. We call it the central sun of the heart. And let this golden liquid light flow down to the entire spine, to your hips, your legs, your knees, all the way to the center of the earth, to the central sun of the earth. And feel a response from the center of the earth. The central sun rises up its golden light energy to your legs, to your hips, up your spine, emerges with the central sun of your heart. And then just place your attention on the beautiful sun of the heart. And now bring forth in, imagine the beautiful pyramid, a golden pyramid, the apex pointing up, descending down to your crown, and that it enters into the center of your brain, and it settles right in the center of your brain. And you may feel a little tingling on the crown. And this pyramid, golden pyramid, the center of the brain is going to have a gentle spin. It's going to gently spin clockwise. And your brain centers, like light bulbs, 33 trillions of them, starts to brighten up all around your crown. And they all converge to the center of the brains and flow, connecting with your spine, and connects down to the beautiful sun of the heart. And at this point, if any of you are feeling fear or any emotions rising up, anger, just breathe into that. The love and acceptance into the beautiful heart of the sun. As we unify all the sun energy with the central sun of the universe, the great central sun at Ceres, we unify all the central sun together. We become one with all that is. People can choose to be in this space for as long as they want to, at any time of the day.
Yeah. It's a space sort of beyond the personality, isn't it?
Yes. It's a deep silence.
But can you live in this space?
Yes, absolutely.
But how do you get anything done, you know? How? I mean, it seems like once you're in this very relaxed, beautiful space, you know, it takes an ego mind to come in and say, now we got to do something. Would anything get done if we were all in that space? Maybe nothing else to get done, but...
when we breathe more and more from that space itself, it is actually stillness, which is neutrality.
Mm.
And to interact with the world, we use both sides of our brains. And when we just raise our mind and center our brains, we are using both of that. And we're still able to interact with people. It's just that it's a lot more calmer, a lot more peaceful, and our mind is clearer.
So I guess you're saying instead of being run by our ego left brain, really let this other part be more dominant, be more here. And, you know, people have described the ego as just the steering wheel on the ship. It's not the whole ship. It's just the directional moving.
To help us to give us some directions. At the same time, be open to possibilities. Where it can take us to.
Two other things that you said to me today. Well, thank you for that. Thank you. That was good. And people can play that again in the archives, the newrealities.com archives, and also on BBS. That will be available, BBSradio.com. But the other two things that I wanted to touch upon is your work with Hermes.
Yes.
Well, give us a little background. Who I think Hermes is probably the, I would say something like the master architect. He's the one who probably holds Western spiritual culture as a kind of gate holder, as a keeper of that tradition here, you know? They call him Hermes Trismegistus. Is that the... Which means thrice great, which means great over the body, the mind, and the spirit. So is that the same Hermes you're connected with?
Yes, that is correct. It's the same Hermes that I encountered. And through these few years of interaction, I also came to realize that he has many other different names, such as... right, from Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Tibetan tradition, I identify him as the Guru Rinpoche. And some people have said he may be Buddha or Moses, but whoever it is, most important is what comes out from that collective consciousness that he brings forth, that wisdom to share with every one of us.
And so wait, but first you said you met him, you actually saw him embodied?
Yes, through this meditation, this workshop that I attended, Connecting with Spiritual Guide, I met him through that golden gate, and he stood there. He appeared with long white beard, with white robes, and at first he looked a bit like Santa Claus. But I approached him, and he just hugged me, and he said that everything is going to change. And
For you.
Yes, yes. And everything's sort of changing, like really 180 degrees.
And so now he actually uses you as a mouthpiece to communicate.
Yes.
And so he's your main guide, would you say?
Yes, he's my main guide.
Uh-huh. And what does he have to say to us now? I mean, is there any message that he wants? I mean, if you don't feel like channeling, you can just tell us what you've heard him say. And... or if you want to have him talk to us, that's fine. But I'm just curious what he says.
Perhaps let me tune in.
Okay. Do you want to tell us the process of tuning in, which I think is always fascinating, what you do with your consciousness in order to reach the frequency where he's at, what you need to do?
Yes. What I usually do is I just sit comfortably.
Uh-huh.
And I just focus on my breath. And I set an intent to commune with him, to merge my consciousness with him as one. And after a while, I could feel the energy flowing down my body.
Mm-hmm.
Then he will start to begin. When he's ready, he will begin to speak. You always begin in silence with a greeting, then followed by any questions that may come forth, then he will reply.
Okay. So, okay, let's see what he has to say, right?
All right.
gyro channeling Hermes. Hermes, you said today you were talking about the Emerald Tablets, which is something you brought to this planet. Do you mind telling us again what the meaning and purpose of these Emerald Tablets were?
The Emerald Tablets are a consolidation of different vibrations, codings of frequencies. They are through the experience of the universe, the schematics of how the energies interact with one another. And if for most people understood them as the laws of the universe, they are being encrypted in these tablets and further delivered to humanity as served as a reminder to activate their consciousness so that they may further connect with this higher vibrational field of your own energy field within.
So what is the relationship to that, to alchemy and the transmutation of matter?
The transmutation of alchemy comes from within. And when the changes occur within and experiences of changes without, alchemy simply refers to the cellular changes that's been occurred through interaction with light vibration.
And so why is gold such a valuable element here?
It serves as a conduit to set forth a frequency through interaction of colors. And through connection with this metal, one is able to attune to the gold vibration within, similar to other vibrations of colors that one has been perceiving in this world.
Are there other sense things? Is there a smell that relates to gold? Is there a visual picture that can actually relate to it as well?
When one gets interacts with gold, touches it, sees it, or visualizes it, one is able to attune itself with its golden vibration. However, if the body contains the residues of energy fields that needs to be reconfigured, then bringing forth the golden light may not always be comfortable for the human body. As such, a much more comfortable vibration will be white.
So the white powder of gold that people have been taking is a sort of a lower frequency of pure gold, or is there anything else you can say about white powder?
That has been an interesting substance to the experiments that people have been bringing forth. Once understood, there are many more different substances that can be used, elements that be found from crystals, and also consolidation through dimensional portals collected from power source to be used, to be harnessed as a form of interaction through consumption that helps for change.
So are new elements appearing, new compounds, new chemical, as the frequency of the planet changes and raises, are new things appearing?
That is correct.
What is the red lion? Can you explain that in alchemical terms?
What is it?
The red lion. It's an alchemical term. Would you know what that means?
That information comes from a new object, and it was found from a particular green crystal. And this green crystals formation comes from deep within the ocean. It's been collected through different centuries, and people through interactions have found more of that information to collaborate to form that. However, understand that all these different energy fields that we are interacting with, they are constantly going to change, and as such, as the human body constantly reconfigures itself, there will always be a new form of element that will be required to interact with this energy body.
So what do we have to look forward to? What can you tell us that might be signs that we will see, or events or circumstances that we will see in the future?
Human consciousness will experience a great shift of expansion. And at the same time, they will experience the extreme of contraction. And what that means is when one experiences contraction, all of that vibrations dispersed, separated, and divided will be unified into the point of one. And from that state of stillness, one experiences this great shift of expansion as one with the all, as all that is.
One more question. Can you tell us anything about making free energy machines, machines that run on cosmic energy?
Instruments will no longer serve as a continuation for long-term survival. As more energy shifts are focused on changes on a cellular level of the human body, much energy of attention is being focused on the organic formation. So devote all the information and understanding through the human body. And there, once the changes from this human body come forth in perfect alignment, then information from the body will be educated into the reality. Otherwise, technologies as such as what people have been bringing forth is always a reflection of their template from their body.
Right. Technology or reflection of where people are at. So as people evolve, things will evolve along with that, with them.
So it is.
Thank you, Hermes. Thank you.
Om Shah.
Gyro?
I'm back.
You're back? Did you go far away when Hermes came through?
I went quite a bit.
So it's not your consciousness at all? You don't feel connected to anything that's said?
I don't understand the questions, actually. So I was just allowing what is to come forth to flow. It has always been interesting this way because I learned a lot in this process.
So you really just gather way for something else to happen, huh?
Yes.
The other subject I wanted to cover tonight was, we talked about it this afternoon, is that I just saw some crop circles in England. Really amazing formations, very complex. I was wondering, and you said something in the conversation, I don't think we recorded it, but what was it that you said about these formations and the information they had for the people of the planet Earth? Do you remember? Can you tap into that again?
Yes. I remember you mentioning on the crop circles and the first information that came forth was that it's not just on a crop, but also engraved in stones.
Oh, right. And there are some stones. If people go to Linda Moulton Howe's website, there's a stone that she found that actually had a formation on it that was very similar to a crop circle that appeared a few years ago. So that's true. It is appearing on stones.
Yes.
I mean, from what it seems. So what are they trying to tell us? Who's doing this?
Well, there are quite a lot of different consciousness actually assisting in this project, in this transmission, I would say. And earlier on, I was mentioning about as a collective, there will be a consciousness that will have a stronger mental energy field, and through that stronger energy mental field from this consciousness, they will send forth to the earth grids,
mm-hmm.
and it will not be distorted so that it can be imprint onto the areas as serve as a vortex point for people to commune, to come into.
So it's important that people see these images or not? It doesn't matter.
Well, once an individual, just a single person sees it and gets imprinted into their consciousness, it is automatically been distributed through this global consciousness, the entire humanity.
So it just takes one person to see these formations?
Yes, it just takes one person.
And what about standing them? I felt standing in these formations was even something additional to that. What do you feel about that?
Yes, we mentioned about checking with... There is an activation timing for those crop circles. I don't know about all this. And then, well, we're talking and information just flow through. And it's like during the noon time when you stand in the center of the formation itself, it depends on your height, and that gives the different variations of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By being there at that time, you will activate for you, and when you just connect with that vortex energy center all the way to the center of the earth and the universe, then some things get activated within your DNAs or a heightened consciousness and perception and new opening up new avenues within the brain.
So these things are definitely here for our acceleration and our transformation.
Yes, and all these crop circles also, they can be collaborate together to form multi-layers. They can be stacked up to different layers altogether, and they have a connection with one another.
Oh, right. People actually have done that, and they have proven to be quite complex designs and quite in sync with each other. So the idea that I seem to feel is that it's some kind of ongoing language. People are teaching us a language form.
One thing that I'm receiving right now is that do not just see it as a two-dimensional flat image, but it is this multi-dimensional. It's like a hologram. It's a hologram. And if you actually tap into it and see the holographic form, it serves as a dimensional portal. And each crop circle almost can be said as a different dimensional portal gate. So let's just say that we have 10 different designs, and each one opens up to a different frequency or channel in the universe. So we are having really opportunities to use them, to step into it and just tap into this channel, into this portal where we can commune with interactions with higher consciousness and to bring us more information.
Well, each design is a portal to a different place in the universe?
Yes.
Each design?
Yes. It's a key. It's like a key. And once it's activated, it cuts through space. So when it cuts through space, it fits into certain coordinates in the universe. So when it cuts through space, fits into coordinates, then your consciousness have to be steady so that you can flow through it. And then once you reach there, all the interactions will begin. And some people receive the pictures, the colors, the shapes, and they come back as a whole new person.
But how do we activate it? What's the process of activation?
Well, one can actually see them through pictures. That is one of the easiest way. And if you have the opportunity to be there, just sit in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one timing that came forth was like 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was one time that we talked about. And actually, there were two more times. One is 12 noon and 3 p.m. And 7 p.m. itself, too.
So just looking at these pictures, staring at these mandalas would help activate somebody.
Yes, just rest your mind, just rest your attention right in the center of it and just relax and just flow with it, allow it to shift. Sometimes it moves, and when it moves, it actually opens up new consciousness.
Yeah, I mean, people can go to cropcircleconnector.com and look at all this year's amazing circles that were formed, particularly in Wiltshire in the south of England. It was really amazing to be
a part of that culture in a way, to be, you know, there's people from all over the world going there to witness this mystery that nobody can explain. It really, really is, you know, people have seen UFOs, they've seen all those things, but this thing is on the ground and people can you know, be with it in 3D, even though they are probably, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional aspects of things. So
yeah.
They definitely seem to be activations for the Earth itself. So the Earth itself is in transition.
Yes, yes.
In fact,
there was just a little bit more information coming through. Is that these crop circles, they not just serve as dimensional portals, but they also correspond to certain chakras of the body. So when you're there, or if you're looking at a particular one that you feel connected with, then intuitively, just feel which part of the chakra they resonate with. It can be more than one, that's fine. Then you can visualize it and place it consciously on that chakra itself and just feel what happens and what goes on in your body.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the last couple of circles of the season, because they cut the weeds the end of August, had a seven-pointed star, and there was also a seven chakra cross. So these are, I think, a unification of the chakras that seem to be happening at this time now, because
yes.
We've had this phenomenon. So it all points towards a grand awakening, a grand total thing that is leading to 2012, a total shift in this field of consciousness, in who we are as humans. You know, I mean, from my studies and research, it's like we have to then redefine what it is to be human on a sociological terms, and just in that way, you know. And that's exciting. I mean, that takes us to a whole new level of possibilities of human being, right?
Yes, of interactions, of sharing love and compassion and living in this wonderful place called Earth. And we love to live in harmony.
So it's a great place to be, even though you're not from here, right?
It certainly is. I come to love this place.
Yeah, I think it's a great place, you know.
It's
more than just a stopover. I think you can really settle in here, put down roots on Earth, don't you think?
Yeah, what touches me most is when I meet people from all different places, and so have you through all the years meet so many different amazing people, and it's the love that when we interact, that creates that shift, that resonance. Our DNAs get exchanged even though we're not touching.
Mm.
And that interaction, that love, it is all that matters.
Yeah, for me, it's all the people I've met, it's the love and also a dedication to something that is beyond themselves, that's a part of themselves, but also bigger than themselves. It's like the fractal is the whole thing, and it's a part of the whole thing. So the people that really excite me have an awareness that they're the fractal. They are the whole, and that they're a part of the whole.
Yes.
And it doesn't, those things are yet to make sense to our logical mind. So, we are developing a culture that those things that don't seem logical are becoming logical as we evolve consciousness to embrace higher concepts, you know?
Yes. And if we allow ourselves to pay more attention to things around us, pay more attention to our emotions and thoughts, then that will create a lot more clarity.
Well, I think you're right. I think emotion is key. Allowing ourselves to feel, just feel what it is to have some kind of sentiment touch us, you know, some kind of feeling sensation, some kind of, not drama, but just pure feeling. And we might not even have the words for the feeling, but I think it's the feeling that is the key to who we are becoming.
Yes.
So how does your work look for you in the future? Just can you just describe what you'll be doing as you tour the world? I know you're in New York this week. You're giving a workshop. Just give us a little background about the workshop in New York, but also about everything else you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, this weekend we're going to work with the Arcturians very intimately. Mm-hmm. And in these 2 days, we're just basically going to just understand more about them and see how they can assist us to work more on our energy body, to align and activate DNAs. Basically, is to heal yourself or other people, to share that light.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I began this journey itself, I never envisioned myself to really step out of Singapore to meet people and to share what I've experienced. But it has progressively changed.
Uh-huh.
As I tune more and more with myself, with this inner space, opportunities come forth by itself. We have invitations and we have emails. We have all sorts of things happening. And what I realize that if I just surrender, just open my heart and to share what is that I receive, then there are people out there who is asking for it, who wants to share along with my experience and with my experience with them too, and yes, with mine.
Well, sure, you're not doing this in isolation. You're part of a great change that, you know, you're a piece, so yeah, you're not doing it on your own. You don't have to feel like you're just doing it by yourself. You know, so
that is right. That is all right. And there are times where I have visions, like Hermes used to mention. I had a dream actually, like many years back, and I woke up, I wrote it down, and he said that in the future you won't be sitting down and just with your eyes closed and then you channel, you know, this consciousness called Hermes through you anymore, because you will embody that completely through you with your eyes open while you're walking. You'll be talking to people as though you are doing right now and sharing with whatever information. You will flow through you so smoothly that you don't even realize it, that you're doing something.
Well, I think you really hit upon that is our destiny as humans, is to become these enlightened beings, that this wisdom and knowledge and energy will just flow through us as a natural part. We won't have to channel it. We are it, you know? I agree with that. I totally
embodiment.
Yeah. It's us. It's us in our most active potential, so yeah, that's absolutely my feeling about the whole thing. So, if people want to do the workshop this weekend and meet the Arcturians and learn about healing, should they call Daniela?
Yes, they will call Daniela.
Should I give them that number, her cell phone? Is that the number to give?
Yes, that would be perfect. Nice number.
Yeah. People can call Daniela Torres at 917-575-9335 if they want to connect with Gyro and do the workshop. And you're also traveling to Egypt coming up?
Yes, on the 31st of October. And we'll be doing the 11th in the Great Pyramid.
So that should be fun. And so your website is what now?
CosmicRays.sg.
Cosmic Rays.
Yes, CosmicRays.sg.
And you probably, hopefully, will be back in New York. I think you should be, now that you're kind of, people are knowing you. You could come back to New York. I'd say in the spring would be a great time.
Oh, yes. You know? That would be a great idea. Certainly.
It would be really fun. So thank you, Gyro. I really appreciate your contribution to the evolution of consciousness.
Thank you, Ellen. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, and to developing new realities, which is the name of this program. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and if you have questions or comments or ideas about the show, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. You can check my website at newrealities.com. That has a list of all the exciting mind, body, spirits, and spirit events in the New York area. So thank you for listening. This is New Realities, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you.